Welcome to Street Talk Theology with Pastor Dominic Grimaldi. Pastor Dom went from a life of organized crime to federal prison. There, God saved him and set him free. Soon after his release, he attended seminary and received his master's degree and is now the senior pastor of Desert Sky Baptist Church, where he serves with a passion for biblical theology right here in Casa Grande. Now let's join our host, Pastor Dominic Grimaldi.
Pastor Dominic Grimaldi here with Street Talk Theology, where we take theology and we bring it to the streets. God bless you, keep you. Good to be with you this morning. I'm flying solo. Keep Pastor Michael in prayer. He came down with some food poisoning, but he's getting better and doing some good things unto the Lord in India. Again, give me a shout out, Pastor Grimaldi at Gmail. Hopefully soon we'll have Pastor Michael on. Coming solo, as I mentioned. Good to be here. Starting to heat up here in Arizona. Just a lot of, you know, sometimes I just want to come on the air. You know, I'm a local pastor here, and I just want to, first of all, tell you guys, praise the Lord. I love you. I mean, it's, none of this stuff is easy, especially in light of, you know, what's going on in the world, especially in light of the shooting in Uvalde, Texas, Robb Elementary School. Just tough stuff, man. And I was reading an article about a fourth grade boy who was actually hiding under the table when the shooter came in and basically told the children, it's time to die. And then I read about the two teachers, that Irma Garcia, and I think it's Eva Morales. They tried to protect the children. Actually, it looks like in the account that they actually stepped in front of the bullet or bullets for the children. And just a lot of stuff to navigate. And as a pastor, you can't duck this stuff. I mean, we live in a world gone bad, laden with sin. But here's the thing I want to say, and I need to say this. Sin is not going to have the last say. And that's because, you know, when you interact with these things and if people don't have the Spirit of God, and you know, the first thing they're going to say, where's God and all this? And I know we, you know, those are tough answers, especially if someone, you know, doesn't have the Spirit. I mean, they're looking at life and they're saying, how could God allow something like this to happen? And at the end of the day, evil can only go so far. And I know the consequences of sin is death. And these are such hard things when you look at these young children and, you know, waking up that morning and leaving for school and parents never to see their children. These are hard things. And anybody who does not see them as hard things, but the soulless, I mean, if I'm talking about in all of this, let me use the word, the right word, the panoply of evil, is that it's not going to have the last say. And sin has got such a devastating effect on this world. And we see the outcomes of it in these shootings and the grieving of the parents and the questions of why and just so much stuff. But just think if we didn't have a God in Christ through the Spirit, we would have no answers. And I know these are tough, tough, tough things. No way am I downplaying any of it. Man, I put on the news and watch those parents, and you can see the, as they articulate and talk about how they love their sons and their daughters, and the accomplishments and the dreams that these kids have had. None of it's easy. None of it's easy. But at the end of the day, it makes us contemplate life. It makes us contemplate life after death. There's so much going on, and just to ho-hum it and say, well, you know, how can there be a God? And, you know, people are going to say that. No, what I would love for you to do is think more on, you know, on these things. Is this going to have the last say? Is this all there is in life? And I'm telling you, it's not. I'm telling you, it's not. Sin has dire consequences. Again, that does not stop us ever to grieve with these families, to cry with them, to pray with them, to understand them, to listen to them. I didn't come on the air this morning with canned answers. I came on with the only answer I have, and that's Jesus Christ, Him crucified and resurrected. Because if that was not the case, like the writer of Ecclesiastes says, what? It's all time and chance. And that's not the world that we live in. It's not the world we live in. We live in an ordered world. God spoke this world into existence. Yes, because of the fall, it's laden with sin, and we see these tragedies. But at least, there's an answer in Christ. There's an answer in Christ, or else then there's no answer. Then we just go on and on, eat, drink, be merry today, you live tomorrow, you die, but that's not the way it is. It's not the way it is. Any time that I've done far too many, obviously, and hopefully and prayerfully, mostly for believers, you know, but funerals, but even when I do funerals, the message in the funeral is for the living. Things happen in this world. Stark things like we just saw. And I know this is a hard thing to say, brothers and sisters in Christ. But if God did not have a governor on evil that it could only go so far, it would be so much worse in this world. And it's bad. I know. God knows. I'm not coming on the air to give you an answer. The only, you know what? Let me take that back. I am giving you an answer, and that's Christ and Him crucified and resurrected. That's the only answer. Because if that's not the case, where do we go? We have nowhere to go. Street talk theology is about that. It's about taking it to the streets. It's about, you know, brass tacks and, you know, sitting down on a stoop. We call those like the steps in New York, or, you know, on a street corner by a mailbox, and talking about the things of God, because there's no other way that we can view life outside of the sovereign King. Because then there is no answers. Then we have nowhere to go. But we have a way to go. The Bible says He is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to Him unless the Father draws him. Yes, we grieve for those children. We grieve for the children's parents. And you know what really, really irks me? And I don't like to air my irking, so to speak, if there's ever such a word, is people make this so political. This is life. This, you know, this should make us contemplate. This is life. This is life. You got fourth graders, you know, that their lives were snuffed out. It should make us think more deeply, more theologically, more biblically. Not using that moment to try to get something, to try to push an agenda. God have mercy. It's a contemplative moment. It's a contemplative time. It's a time that we need to think deeply about the things of God. It's a time to think deeply about, you know, I remember even one of my congregants were telling me the other day, she goes, you know, it's even different now as my husband leaves to go to the grocery store or goes outside to walk the dog or whatever. And you know, will he come back? See, that's, we need to be deep thinkers. There's no easy, the only answer for this is Jesus Christ. Yes, that's the ultimate answer. It's the only answer. But it doesn't stop us from these conversations. It doesn't stop us. We need to talk about these things. But God, forgive us when we make these political issues. God, forgive us. You know, the Lord, I think it is in Luke 13 when he's telling them that there was this tower that fell on these people in an accident, so to speak, and the focus was, you know, they were saying, were these men worse sinners than anybody else or things like that. I mean, let me just back that up a second, please. You know, the first part of the story was that there were some people outside preparing sacrifices to bring into the temple, and Pilate had them killed. And they asked the Lord, they said, Lord, were these people worse sinners? And he's saying, no, that's the wrong question. He says, what about this tower of Siloam that fell on these 18 people? He says, is the question is, were they worse sinners? No, there's an answer. You know, Jesus says you need to repent, right? And then so when we think about these things and then we think about these, you know, these tragedies. But for me as a pastor, I want to tell people, listen, we're all sinners. We're only saved by grace, and we need to repent and believe the gospel, or else there's no answers. Do you understand that there is no answers? Eat, drink. Today you live, tomorrow you die. Eat, drink, be merry. No, and today you live, tomorrow you die. No, that's not it. We have an answer in Jesus Christ. Is it easy? Is it easy to, you know, to come on the radio to my brothers and sisters here in Casa Grande that, you know, that we rub shoulders, we know each other. In fact, you know, this morning I got a call from a congregant, my dear sister, my dear fellow elder's wife, Sue Nielsen, and she called me and said, man, there's, you know, someone in the parking lot, and they look like they're hungry and they're thirsty, and I don't know what to do. And I called this one number that my wife Rachel has on the board, and when we run into these things, and I spoke to this woman called Beth Fagenbusch, and she was so kind. She says, have the woman call me and I can try to initiate something. And I thank you, Beth, and I thank you, Sue. You see, we live in a world where people do care. We live in a world that people do still care. But there's no easy answers. The only answer is Jesus Christ. I can't. And then you want to turn around and take this and say, hey, we need to take this off the street, or we need to do this. Come on. Come on. The Bible says we grieve with these families. You know, as a child, my grandfather owned a funeral home, and he was in that business. And as a kid is growing up, I seen many families grieve, and the emptiness on the faces, and not understanding why. And I always, you think about it, but thank God. We have a Savior. Where death is not going to have the last say, it doesn't have a sting. That's why Jesus says, you're asking the wrong question. Were they worse sinners? That's not the right question. The answer is repent and believe the gospel and trust in Christ. Where death cannot and will not have no sting. And far be it from us, because, you know, we know our theology, and we know our Lord by his grace, that we don't grieve with those families. Even for people who know that their loved ones in death are with the Lord. The Bible says if they're Christians, absent with the body, present with the Lord. There is still grieving. You see it in the Bible. Abraham's wife, Abraham, Joseph, there's grieving. Grieve with these people. Love them. Don't use this for some political agenda. Something that's unimportant at that minute, at that time. Lord, forgive us for more times than not. We do not know what we do. Me first. O God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I pray, Lord, for you to be with Casa Grande, be with us here at Desert Sky Baptist Church and the other sound theological churches here. Let us never soft stroke the gospel. There's too much at stake, O God, O God. It's a narrow road and few find it. The Bible says, and he was passing through from one city and village to another, teaching and proceeding on his way to Jerusalem. And someone said to him, Lord, there are just a few who are being saved. And he said to them, strive to enter through the narrow door. For many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all its righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. We live in a world gone bad, laden with sin and sickness. Death sometimes happens. What are you going to wake up to next? Thank God if you're a Christian. Evil, death will not have the last say. But before that ultimate second death, where people are thrown in the lake of fire, you must have that first born again experience to repent and believe the gospel. Oh man, maybe you're riding around and just stumbled on this station. Who knows, by God's providence, that you might have stumbled on this station. Oh, then sinner, listen, please, please contemplate your life. No, tomorrow's not promised for any of us. And repent and believe the gospel. Let God, the Holy Spirit, you know, by his grace, speak to someone so they can repent, so they can understand that they are a sinner in need of a savior. This is what we do. We entreat because we know that eternal life is eternal. And we have a savior who became sin, who knew no sin, so that his people can become the righteousness of God in Christ. Just thank you, Sue Nielsen, this morning, for caring. And Miss Beth Fagenbusch, for caring. For someone who's in Fry's parking lot, and we hope that she was able to get the proper help. But there were people caring. You know, we're a no-frills church, Desert Sky Baptist Church. We just preach the gospel. We want to see people get saved. We don't have any bells and whistles, but we got the straight gospel. We have elders in here that love the word of God. Ben and Dana and Harlan, hopefully and prayerfully myself, who just love to entreat the word of God. It's our only lifeline. Again, he is the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus Christ. What a God, what a savior. Or else there's no answers in this world. Let us grieve rightly with these people. Please. Let us grieve rightly. Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. The parents the teachers, the principals, the town, the small town, who will come together and never, ever, ever, ever forget what happened on that day. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. It could happen to any of us, anywhere, at any time. That's why I implore you, I beg you, repent and believe the gospel. My time is short here. I'm on my 22nd minute, and I just wanted to do this one show. I ask you to pray for Desert Sky Baptist Church. I pray that we can be a beacon in this world. That this pastor, by grace, through the Spirit, can preach the message of the cross every Sunday. And for people to get to be saved and sanctified in the Spirit of God. For anyone listening, and this is probably going to air not this Saturday, next Saturday, maybe the first week in June, if I can talk to Al to get it on in the first week in June. I just pray that God the Holy Spirit will open up the hearts of unbelievers that they may repent and believe the gospel. And then death will have no sting. May the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob richly, richly bless you. May the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob richly bless Casa Grande. May the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob bless Desert Sky Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Dominic Grimaldi. This is Street Talk Theology, where we take theology and we bring it to the streets.
Thank you for joining us for Street Talk Theology with Pastor Dominic Grimaldi. You can visit Pastor Dom at Desert Sky Baptist Church at 891 West Corson Road, Casa Grande. And for more information, visit us online at www.desertskybaptist.org.